Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just me again today, only me. Chappers is in Magaluf. I'm hearing that he's not slept since Friday now. It's just non-stop fish bowls and BCM for him. And Becky is still on this flipping course and is at the moment hiding in the loo. Hello.
Hello. Can you come and bum rush me from this course, please?
Can I what?
Come and bum rush. Just run in and just burst in and tell me that I need to go urgently.
Off of Will Smith, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West?
Yeah.
You can't stop the bum rush.
No, you can't. And that's why I needed you to come and do it.
Right,
what? There'll be no debate.
Right, what are you learning about, please, for 2 days?
Well, I'm learning how to use cameras so I can make amazing videos for the website.
But you do that already?
Yeah, but obviously mine are rubbish at the moment, so I need to learn to make better ones.
Right, and what
have
you...
They didn't tell me that, they just sent me on a course.
Are you on one of the many coffee breaks at the moment, or is this an illegal break?
No, it's an illegal break. I had to hide in the loo.
If someone comes in, you're going to get well quiet.
I know, but it's just getting a bit dull. It's the last day of the course, and I've got like 2 hours left to go, and they started talking about chip size, so I sort of perked up, woke up a bit, and then realised it was something to do with a memory card. I'm just a little bit bored.
Where are you?
I'm in Elstree, you know where they film EastEnders and Holby?
Right.
I saw Patrick Kens earlier. I spend my life just like, I'm meant to be learning. I'm just looking out the window and seeing actors from Holby City. I love it.
Wow.
I saw Nigel from EastEnders, the one who used to play Nigel. Do you remember back in the day?
Oh yeah, what, is he in Holby now?
Yeah, apparently. A little bit scruffy actually, but I'm not giving away a storyline. Rubbish.
Oh. We've always got Borehamwood High Street to look forward to. Some amazing shops there. I remember from when I used to work at Top of the Pops. You got Pound Lands there. You got Pretty Lady, a really nice fashion store, and also there's a Greggs.
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah. Right. Well, I can't really bum rush you. You're miles away, and like, just it's 2 hours of your life. Deal with it.
Oh, right.
But I wish you were here.
Thank you. I miss you too.
I miss you.
Okay, someone's just come in.
Are you back tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Okay, bye.
And I can't wait. Bye.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. So last night, me and the one that doesn't speak went out for dinner. It wasn't just us. It wasn't romantic in any way. There were some other people there. And it was very nice. We had a drink afterwards and we went to this amazing bar, which I've never been to before. It was just straight out of the 80s. Everything was like bamboo and wicker. There were some like dodgy looking businessmen sat around on their own. And the bloke we were with kept ordering pina coladas. Now, I like a pina colada at the best of times. However, he kept calling them posh pina coladas. I don't know why, what made them posh in any way, because they tasted exactly the same as a normal one. Apart from it had a cocktail stick with a glacé cherry in it. Did that make it posh? Good. But it was one of those places, you know, like it's quite sunny in a lot of places at the moment. One of those places where you go if you want to feel like you're on holiday, because the weather's kind of balmy outside. We actually felt like we were abroad. And the night before, because it was sunny when I finished on Radio 1 at 7 o'clock, me and my mate went to this restaurant, like a Greek restaurant, which was an actual taverna, and it was just like being on holiday. They had like all the fans going, it was hot enough, and we were like, yeah, I feel like I'm abroad, I feel like I'm in Crete or somewhere. I'm just wondering if there's places you go or anything else you do to make you feel in this weather like you're actually abroad even though you're still in the UK. Why don't let me know, eh? 8 double 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 9 1-9-9. That's it. Let me know if you've been pretending to be on holiday, because it's been a little bit hot this week.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
We have touched on this before. Remember we spoke to a girl who keeps crickets to feed to her snake or something? Sounds like it's she's on holiday in her house all the time. Perhaps maybe put the toilet paper not down the loo, but in a bin next to the loo instead. What's that about? Or wander around in a bikini. Or pretend you're in France by just wearing Speedos all the time. Because you have to wear them in France, don't you? Another reason I don't like it. Oh, that's only northern France. I've not been to the rest of it, so I can't really comment. Northern France, don't really see the point, just like the UK. Stu in Leeds drives down the wrong side of the road, thinks that's brilliant, makes it feel like he's on holiday all the time. So does Rich in Grantham. Jodie in Solihull went to Bicester Outlet Village. Oh, yeah, there's loads of them in America. She felt like she's in Florida. Felt like she's proper on holiday in Orlando.
Podcast.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, where are you today?
I'm in Leeds.
Is it hot?
Very short, yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, okay. Are you making yourself feel like you're on holiday?
I'm indeed, yeah.
How?
By reading yesterday's paper.
Oh, that is a good one.
You like it?
Yeah, what paper is your paper of choice?
Daily Star, unfortunately.
Right, so you're reading yesterday's Daily Star. You feel like you're in Spain or something, don't you?
Well, yeah, plus I paid about £3 for it, so it's even better that way.
Did you? Yeah. Amazing, thanks for that.
Thanks a lot.
Hello?
Hello!
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Alice. I'm from Oswestry.
Hi, Alice, off Oswestry. What are you doing today?
Just chilling out in my bedroom, doing some laundry.
Nice. Okay, how do you make yourself feel like you're on holiday?
I like to make myself feel like I'm on holiday by going to Nando's. Me and my friend Becky went there the other day, and we were like, wow, it feels like we're on holiday, because they play all that foreign music, and they often have foreign waiters as well.
Yeah, it's just like being abroad.
It is!
Where do you picture yourself when you're in Nando's?
Probably in Portugal.
Yeah, off of the Peripri sauce.
Yeah, we went there the other day, and it was really, really hot sunshine. They had the French windows open. They've planted loads of palm trees and stuff outside.
There weren't really palm trees outside. You're in Oswestry.
Yeah. It's the one in Shrewsbury. It's really nice, though. We felt like we were abroad.
Oh, yeah, they've got palm trees in Shrewsbury, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So just go to Nando's and constantly feel like you're on holiday.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. Give it a whirl.
I might try that, yeah.
You should.
Do you have the really hot one to make yourself get even hotter and poof, make you feel like you're really abroad?
Yeah. Well, I haven't gone for the extra hot flavour yet, but...
You should, because then you'll sweat, and then it'll be like you're on holiday again.
I'm gonna do that.
Do it tonight, Alice.
I think it might.
Okay, I love you.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Verna's been a victim of this before, and Westwood, and Comedy Dave, and Chappers. What we do is we simply get clips of somebody, and then call that person, and see how long they will stay on the phone, just talking to themselves, which must be pretty weird if you, like, go hello, and then it's you speaking. Some people take quite a while to realise that it's actually them in the first place. So, earlier we tried it with Yvette Fielding off of Most Haunted and Ghost Hunting With. And we didn't know at the time we made this call that she is currently in America looking for ghosts for the next few weeks. So imagine it. She's being spooked out in some haunted house somewhere in the middle of America, in the middle of nowhere, and then gets this call.
Hello?
Who's there?
Who's that?
Is there anyone there?
Yes, who's that?
Richard, it's just made that noise again. Is there anyone here?
Hello?
If there is, please, can you give us a sign? If there's anybody here, please, do something else.
Hello?
Oh my God! Has anybody just coughed? Oh, it's a girl's dream!
So what? A girl's dream?
You can't beat it. It's better than sex.
It's better than sex?
Has anybody just coughed?
Hello. Me here. Hello?
Oi, you little git. Are you there?
Is anyone there?
Oh, do you know what? We thought you were a bloody...
ghost?
Weirdo, because when I'm in America, and last time we were in America, we had these really odd phone calls. We had to get the police involved.
You're in America now?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't make a different noise. Oh, no, it was me calling you with clips of yourself.
Who's there?
I know you scared me to death.
Sorry.
I thought you were a weirdo nutcase person.
No, that was you.
Well, thanks for scaring the out of me.
Sorry, as if you don't get it enough already.
I know. I honestly thought you were someone from that bloody film, that, you know, the Saw or whatever it was. I thought...
Right, have a good day. Bye. Love her. So classy.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Where are you today?
I'm in West London. In Shepherd's Bush.
Right.
And, well, I just went out for a run. I'm feeling all good about myself, you know, quite pleased that I was going for a jog, because it doesn't happen very much. So I was bouncing around Holland Park, looking quite red, a bit sweaty, and I saw Gary Barlow and Howard Donald from Take That, and I'm really excited.
Wow!
Yes! So,
and you just thought you'd tell us?
Sorry?
You just thought you'd tell us?
Yes, I thought I'd tell you because I came home and I rang my boyfriend, who's at work, all excited, and he was like, oh, right, I'm having a really rubbish day at work, blah, blah, blah. So
was he not as thrilled, no?
He wasn't as thrilled. What a downer.
I hate that, right? I hate that when you're really excited about something and you ring someone and go, guess what, I just saw Howard and... Yeah, whatever.
I know. So I rang a trusty celeb spotting friend in rugby, and she was as excited for me as I am.
I love it.
Good.
Do they have their tops off?
No, but they were looking pretty good, I have to say. Gary was having a kickabout with some kid, I assume his son, I don't know. But, yeah, they were looking good. It helped me run a bit faster.
Did you say anything?
No, I didn't, but I wish I had.
What would you have said?
I don't know. I was too red and sweaty and hot looking, so it wasn't good. It wasn't a good time to, you know, throw myself at them, but next time I will.
Okay, well, I can be excited for you. Would you like a bit of excitement? Because your boyfriend's not providing it.
Yes, okay. I like it.
I saw Gary and Halfen take that in a park whilst really sweating. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Take that rule! Woo!
You do!
Woo!
Very exciting! Yay! Thank you for being excited with me.
That's alright. I'm glad I could help.
Thank you!
I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Becky.
Hi, Becky. Where are you?
Good, thank you.
And where are you?
I'm in Malvern.
Okay. What are you saying?
I saw Pat Butcher the other day. Well, I served her, but no one really cared when I told them.
Who did you tell?
Well, the people that were in the shop and some of my friends, and they didn't really care.
What sort of shop is it then?
It was like a big farmer's shop, well known around the country.
Farmer's shop?
Yeah.
Is she a farmer?
No. No, I don't think so. She's very posh, though.
She is posh, isn't she?
Yeah.
You see her on EastEnders, you're like, what, eh, Danny old Vic? And then you're like, oh, I'm an actress, darling. What does she order, please?
She had some ant killer and a map of Malvern.
And a bap? Oh, a map.
A map.
All right.
Yeah.
A bap of Malvern. I'd like some ant killer and a map of Malvern, please, darling. I'm going to do some hill walking.
Yep.
Amazing. So no one else cared?
No, not really.
Okay, right. Pretend that you've just served her again, right?
Okay.
Okay, and phone me up. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
I've just served Pat Butcher.
What?
I've just served Pat Butcher.
What, Pat Butcher of EastEnders?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pat Butcher. She's just seen Pat Butcher.
Yeah.
She served her in a shop. She bought some ant killer and a map of Malvern. Oh, my God. Oh my God! Pat Butcher, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm so happy I told you now.
Oh, that's amazing. Thanks.
Thank you. Radio 1
Podcasts.
See, someone saw Ian Beale in Abercrombie & Fitch in Florida. That was Lorraine. No one cared. We don't care, Ian Beale. Yeah, whatever. Someone saw Chico one time. No one cared. Someone saw Dev from Coronation Street at Preston train station, rang all their mates. This is Tilly and Runcorn. I just saw Dev. Oh, what's so? Someone just saw the Cheeky Girls. Brilliant. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Fran.
Hi, Fran. What can I help you with today?
I want to run your show. You're doing something about fashion errors, and it's about my boyfriend.
Can you start again? And move and put your hand in the air or something.
Sorry, can you hear better?
Yeah, not the hand that you've got the phone on, the other one. Okay, and turn in like a westerly direction.
Yeah.
I can hear you now. Right, yeah, start again.
Okay, I called your show once about fashion errors.
Yeah.
And I told you about my boyfriend who'd worn like a bandana and a baseball cap to an Eminem concert.
Oh, I remember you, yeah.
And I was really excited and I got off the phone and I rang my boyfriend up and I was like, oh my God, I've been on Radio 1. And he put the phone down on me and he was really angry that I talked about his fashion error.
Had he heard it?
No, I just told him about it and he was fuming.
To be fair though, you did phone up saying that my boyfriend is a walking fashion disaster and wore a bandana to an Eminem gig.
I know, but it was a good story.
It was, yeah. Are you still with him?
Yes.
All right, so no, it's going to happen again
now.
Well, you've done it again. That's twice. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, Fran. Duh. What are you doing? Right, when you get off the phone now, could you ring him?
I will. I'll try again.
Okay,
he'll be really happy.
Ring him, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
Be really excited. I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Fran?
Hi.
Right, so how many years ago was it when you called my show and said about the fashion disaster that was your boyfriend at the Eminem gig in a bandana?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I reckon. It's quite a long time ago.
Okay, and you called him up at the time and went, oh my God, he's been on Radio 1. He's like, yeah, whatever. So you just did the same thing again and reminded him and you and me. What happened when you rang him?
Oh, well, I really thought that he'd be different this time.
Did you ring up all excited like I told you to?
I did. I was really excited.
What did you say?
I told him, remember before, I was on the radio, and he's like, yeah, and I said, I've just been on again, and I explained why, and I was really, really excited, and he was on the train, he just went, oh, I've got a bad signal, I have to ring you back. Just no excitement at all. Absolutely ruins the excitement for me.
Yeah. Like, in a couple of years' time, let's make it 3 in a row, shall we?
That would be great,
I'll speak to you then. Podcast. Like, we were saying this earlier about things that you find really exciting that have happened to you or people you've seen, and no one else seems to give a damn. We had a girl on earlier who saw Gary Barlow in the park. She was going for a run earlier in West London. Bit hot, bit sweaty. Saw Gary and Howard off Take That. No one cared apart from her. She called her boyfriend, I've just seen Take That in the park. All right. This kind of puts a bit of dampener on it, doesn't it? Christina?
Hi, Scott.
All right, I got your text.
Yes.
Right, tell me exactly what happened.
My mum was in a hotel in Manchester and she got in the lift and Arsene Wenger was in there. He started speaking to my mum and her friend and asked if they were working girls. They both were really embarrassed and then got out the lift and did the girly thing and went giggling. And Arsene Wenger's advisors came up to them the next morning at breakfast to apologise and say what he meant to ask was, were they there on business?
Oh, I see.
So it was a little bit embarrassing. And nobody cared.
So Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager, was in a lift in a hotel in Manchester and asked your mum if she was a prostitute?
Pretty much, yes.
And when you called people up?
Nobody cared.
What? No, I see, I'm sorry. If someone called me up and said, Arsene Wenger just called my mum a prostitute, I'd care.
Exactly. I'd care if one of my friends called me and said that. But no, nobody cared.
Well, they was like, oh, right.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah. Is she?
Well, I care, Christina.
Good, I'm glad you care, because I'd care.
I really care. Arsene Wenger called your mum a prostitute! Woo! Woo! Yeah! Arsene Wenger, the Arsenal manager, called your mum a prostitute!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.